This is 7-5 Radio with Walter Yerkew and Peter Scoop Stanton. This is the radio show that will break your neck if your neck needs breaking. And here are the hosts of 7-5 Radio, Walter Yerkew, star of the biggest documentary movie ever made, The 7-5, and Peter Scoop Stanton, who starred in To Catch a Predator.
Good morning. It's another week gone by since you're at 7-5 Radio. This is Walter Yerkew, your host. At least for a little while today, the scoop will kick in a little while. He had a family issue this morning, so he might kick in a little while. Glad that you guys can join us again. We had a great show last week. Jay was on. You can check out that show if you haven't heard it yet on our website at 75radio.wordpress.com. Check out the menu and hit the archives, and you can just about hit every show that we've done since we came on the air in April. And check us out on Twitter too. We have a few things going on today. We have everybody has seen that picture of the Latina woman with the 5 or 6 year old little girls in diapers running away from tear gas that was fired across the border. Well, you know, they threw the first rocks, and Mr. Trump said, let's show them our strength and fire tear gas. And it seemed to have worked. The caravan is not the top news story of the latter part of this week, but it was in the beginning part of the week. We had that little witch, Alyssa Milano, calling Donald Trump asswipe and a number of other choice words about shooting tear gas at defenseless women and children and such. And then it came to light that Mr. Obama was ordering the same treatment of people that were charging the border during his presidency once or twice or three times a month or as necessary. And that occurred for, many years that, he was in the White House. And then Milano changed her little song to, she said, I don't care who used tear gas, whether it was a blue president or a red president, it's totally un-American. We must find humane ways to fix these issues. So there's due process for those seeking asylum. And that's the other thing, they're not seeking asylum. They're raiding our country. They want to come in. They want to have free health care. They want to get on the meal ticket of public assistance, where 75% of the people on public assistance now that are born in America shouldn't be on it. And you got these thousands and thousands of people that are going to want these handouts and such. That's not the American way. You don't come here to get on welfare. You come here to build this country. And that's not what they're doing. They're sending mostly military age men, late teens to mid 30s, 40s, and criminals of all types. We don't know. We don't have any paper on them. How are we going to vet these people when they come across the border? Mr. Trump doesn't have a problem having these letting these people in, but it's going to be a due process. They're going to have to sit there in Mexico and wait. Mexico's going to have to take care of this mess while we vet them. And, the women and kids that were put at the front of the line when they were throwing rocks and such, it's a big show. There were pictures of people turning around and heading back south, whether they're going to go where they came from or they have friends in Mexico or they're from Mexico and they're going back home. Enough was enough. We showed them our strength, and we're not going to put up with this stuff for any length of time. And that length of time stopped when they were coming up across the border. Some of them tried to get over the fence. It's razor wire, and they're not coming across. the border has been shut down, nobody in or out, and the only way to get in from the south of the border is by plane. And any plane coming up from South America, I would have to believe that customs is going to be quite stern when people try to come in on the plane and land in, our various airports across the country. So they might as well just fly right over the country and land in Canada, since Canada likes it so much. Let them take care of it. Anyway, we got to go to the point where Milano was calling Trump names and such. That was what I started this with. And, it was just horrible. She didn't retract that. Now she says it doesn't care. So is she calling Mr. Obama an asswipe and et cetera, the language she used on her social media feeds? So, Mr. Obama, here you go. You've been called out by one of somebody who just loves you. Another person that's been led in the wrong direction. With all the stuff that he's been spewing out about the president and such during his speeches. And then they had the Clintons, wherever the hell they were, for an empty house when Hillary had this coffin fit and could barely walk on the stage, let alone walk off the stage. This is a woman who's saying that she might run for president, or insinuating she might run again. She doesn't have the strength to stand up and sit down by herself. So we don't need, a great granny in there to sit in a wheelchair. Not that there's anything wrong with sitting in a wheelchair, but she's as dumb as a bag of rocks. And believe me, I'm insulting rocks when I say that, because I like rocks. Well, the first 10 minutes of our show has been wonderful, hasn't it? Got on a little bit of a rant. When Scoop calls in a little while, I'm sure he's got a lot to say about this. If you look up on our website today, he's put in a blog that's quite interesting, and we'd like you to read it. He puts in many things. Death of an icon. The invasion of the USA, and this is what New York City thinks of you. He does pretty good. He has a pretty good creative mind when he talks about these things, and he's speaking the truth. There's no way that you can deny what's being said in his blog. So go ahead and read his blogs. Look them up today, and it's good reading. It's good reading, and it's better than reading the New York newspapers that we hear so much fake news about. So let's go and give Scoop a break and talk about his blog when he comes back on later. When we come back, we're going to be talking about false alarms and how first responders and people that say they're victims feel about it. 75 Radio, we'll be back after these words.
Hi, I'm Patty, wife of former Congressman Steve Stockman. In Congress, Steve sought impeachment of Eric Holder for his corruption of the Justice Department and his fast and furious gun running that caused Border Agent Brian Talley's death. Steve called for arrest of Lois Lerner for her contempt of Congress as it investigated her targeting of conservative nonprofit groups. After 4 years, 4 grand juries, and millions of tax dollars, Steve Stockman is in prison. His case involved 4 checks to nonprofits. DOJ has one standard for Hillary Clinton, but another for folks like President Trump and my husband. We've spent all our savings, all Steve's retirement, and much of mine. Steve Stockman has fought for you and America. Won't you join me now to fight for Steve? To help, text FIGHT to 444-999. Text FIGHT to 444-999 or go to defendapatriot.com. DefendAPatriot.com.
We fought, we learned, we struggled, we won.
Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
Your call is being transferred to the listening ear. Listening professionals dedicated to hearing you.
Hello, listening ear. Who am I listening to?
Carrie, but I was calling my mom.
Yes, you were, but your mom was so busy she felt it was important for you to have someone who could completely focus on listening to you and you alone. So she subscribed to our service. Go ahead, I'm listening.
Well, I'm not quite sure.
Where to start? Well, I can listen to school issues like science projects. I can listen to boy problems, although that's an extra $3 per call because of the emotional drain on me. How about we start with how you wish you had made cheerleader?
I didn't try out for cheerleader.
This isn't Mary?
Carrie. I'm Carrie.
Oh, sorry.
There is no substitute for a loving parent. And when you really listen, love is what they'll hear. From the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, for more tips on strengthening your family, visit family.mormon.org.
You're back, and Scoop is just getting back from posting insults on Twitter. This is still 7-5 Radio.
And we're back with 7-5 Radio. This is your host, Walter Yerk here.
Hey, and Scoop Stanton.
Oh, my goodness. Look who popped in. My. How are we today, Mr. Scoop? How are we today, Mr. Scoop?
Terrible. That last commercial from the Church of Latter-day Saints, well, I got something to explain to them, because my daughter, she had a illness, so we had to go, we went to the doctors, and my wife insisted that the four of us go to the doctor's office, so the four of us sit in this waiting room about twice the size of your average home bathroom, and then I had to drop my daughter off at school, but before that, I had to stop at McDonald's, give them some chicken nuggets, which is actually great for nutritional value. Then argue my wife about if we're going to bring our kid to preschool. Then I got my son in the preschool right now, headed over to the preschool. So, I mean, if you want to have a family, make sure you do it with the right person, not like a person like Mrs. Stanton.
Well, Mrs. Stanton, I'm sure we're going to have her on the show one day.
No, we're not.
Yeah.
No, we are not. No.
We're going to find out what kind of a real crappy life you say you have. It's cute, though. I mean, you know, it's not over the top. But, yeah, I think what I'll do is when one of those weeks that you're doing a secret government project, we'll have Mrs. Stanton on, and we'll have to see what the goings are on in the Stanton household and get her side of the story. Let's flip that coin.
Right.
Hey. Listen, I just talked about that. Opened up with Milano pulling back and saying now it doesn't matter if the president is a red president or a blue president. It's still un American to shoot tear gas at innocent people, quote unquote. You know, air quotes are flying around with that innocent people nonsense. And that was to kind of not exactly sort of maybe a little bit retract the statement of calling Mr. Trump an asswipe the other day about shooting tear gas. So we covered that so far. And I was going to fly into real quick with the Bethesda false alarm that happened earlier this week. That's up by your way. Apparently there was it was supposed to be a drill. Again, like Hawaii in April or February when they pulled a drill and didn't add that on. I mean, that's good information to have. You know, however, on the flip side of the coin, you had the first responders get there, run into the buildings, secure the area, have ambulances show up, and then they determined right away there was no shooter, no active shooter, and they informed everybody, just like if it was the real thing, only it was a drill. And people are looking into it. They want a freaking report from the Senate. They want a report from the Congress. They want to know what happened, who did it, why they did it, why they didn't add the drill. But on the flip side of that, they did very well, thinking that it was a real shooter. The response was second to none. These law enforcement agents, whoever they were, police, fire, ATF, ran into this place where there was supposed to be an active shooter. Not like the guys in Parkland, where there was an active shooter and they heard shots and they stayed outside. These people ran in, not knowing that it was a drill, thinking that they're going to come face to face, you know, with a guy with a gun or somebody with a gun. And nobody that I heard of said that they did a great job of covering this so-called active shooter. All I got was criticism. That's all I heard.
Right, right.
Your thoughts?
And,
your thoughts.
Well, here's my thoughts. You know, you can't, it's the old saying of the Supreme Court case, you can't yell fire in a crowded theater. And somebody accidentally set off the alarm. Now, this happened a little while back, too, in the military base. I forgot which, in Maryland, near me. And I broke in Liberty Roundtable on Sam Bushman's show, getting all these facts, and it turns out to be it was a drill, and they didn't bother telling anybody. And, of course, the media was saying, oh my God, we got an active shooter situation. You know, I was at... I found out at work about the so-called drill at Walter Reed Medical Center, and everybody thought it was an active shooter, but it was nothing. But again, kudos to law enforcement for going in there. Nobody discharged their firearms. They thought it was a real thing, and they reacted. You mentioned Parkland, where the school safety officer, who was appointed by the sheriff, was friends with the sheriff, did nothing. Also, Las Vegas. They talked about how what a great job those guys did. They sat there and waited for SWAT. And I talked to Jim Lancia about it. That you know, law enforcement officers are trained now to go do what they call a diamond formation. You got your lead guy up front, two guys behind him on flanking left and right, and a guy in the rear to make sure nobody pops out of nowhere, and it's very effective. It was, if you ever saw the movie Triple Nine, we talked about Atlanta PD, it was something very similar to that. They breached the house and might want to make sure it was clear of bad guys. And I was watching that movie, I was like, wow, whoever the technical advisor was spot on, because it was no Hollywood stuff. It was like everybody bunched up. You know, you got a shield, everybody else wearing plain clothes and a vest, and they had their service weapons, and they cleared the house, like, perfectly. But back to Vegas, they just sat there and waited, and the guy was, you know, popping off rounds. And we could talk about buttstock or automatic fire. I think he did have automatic weapons, was able to modify whatever weapons he had to shoot automatically. But, you know, kudos for law enforcement for doing the right thing, but also bad, you know, bad on whoever set the alarm off, saying, because you can't, you know, stuff like that with everything going on with school shootings in Vegas and the nightclub down in Orlando, you got to be very, very, very careful on when you set the alarm out.
Now, if whoever's responsible I agree.
The system is not infallible. And luckily, since everybody has telephones now, if something happens, everybody's gonna pull out their phones and start calling calling for help. And there's a situation, which is good. So, but if nobody's calling out for help and they just set off the alarm, then you know what? Somebody should be getting a unpaid vacation for a long, long time over that.
Right. So, I'm sure I would take that. be in that situation, whether it was, you know, fact or fiction. You know, it would be, you know, quite unnerving But then again, like I said earlier, nobody said what a great response there was, you know, to get these people, and they didn't know it was a drill. You know, they went right straight out and put their lives on the line. So, you know, like you said, kudos to them, and, you know, support your local law enforcement, because you're never going to know when the spit hits the fan, it might be you. And they're the first people you call. So don't criticize too harshly.
Right.
You know, people in blue and red and whatever other colors they wear these days.
So, right. Green. I think green's for EMS or something like that. And, you know, can't forget those guys and girls working in horrible jails. And you know, those who work for New York City Department of Corrections, we stand behind you, support you, and be safe out there, because De Blasio is not supporting the cops. He's certainly not supporting the correction officers.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You got anything on your mind this morning, this afternoon, this evening?
Well, other than Mrs. Stanton driving me up a wall, I noticed the media, of course, we talk about the media until we're blue in the face, because they want to put out there what they want to put out. For the past 2 days, I was watching CNN and MSNBC, not by choice, because I was getting some work done in my car and in the waiting room for doctors or whatever. But they were not reporting. They were not reporting what's going on at the border. You know, of course, it's all Trump all the time, but they were not talking about what's going on in the border. So,
let's hit the border when we get back.
Right.
Let's hit the border. We're on a break now. We'll be right back with the border.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Each week, the political cesspool, known worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, hits the airwaves to bring you the other side of the news and to report on events which are vital to your welfare but are hushed up or distorted by the mainstream media. However, to continue doing this, we need your support. Go online at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a safe and secure donation. If you prefer not to make an online donation, you can send us a check or money order to the address on the website. No matter which way you choose, the Political Cesspool needs your support. Go online to www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a donation today. Are you a native son or daughter of the South who pleads the stars and bars? Someone not born in Dixieland, but who is a Johnny Reb at heart and looking for a place to shop that promotes Southern heritage? Well, your search is over. Dixie Republic is the place to go for all things celebrating the Confederacy and promoting Southern pride. Inside the log cabin just outside Traveler's Rest, South Carolina, Dixie Republic has t-shirts, hats, videos, flags, books, belt buckles, and some of the best mouth-watering barbecue sauce that will ever touch your lips. There's just about everything you want honoring the South at Dixie Republic. Well, you say that South Carolina's a bit too far for you to drive? Have no fear, my friend. All of this is just a mouse click away. Go online at www.dixierepublic.com. You're home for all things celebrating the Confederacy and promoting Southern pride.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I ask you, what is the KQ? You know, the kosher question. Most Americans will spend their entire lifetime purchasing food from the supermarkets while having no idea that almost every packaged food product on the grocery shelves is certified kosher. Indeed, the kosher question encompasses not only food and religion, but also affects our economics, politics, and our identity. In an effort to promote awareness to the kosher question, developers have published an app for your smartphone that features a database of food products that have not been kosher certified. The Kosher-tified app has prominent advertisement on TPC's homepage, or you can check out its website at thekosherquestion.com. With the cesspool of politics getting even deeper these days, why not leave the swamp and start eating in favor of your own interests? Check out thekosherquestion.com today and download the app. you're still listening? Here's more 7-5 Radio.
And we're back with 7-5 Radio today. This is going to be the last show of November. And Jesus, holy cow, it's already December. My goodness, how time flies. It's Christmas month. It's Christmas month. We're back, and Jay is on, not Jay, excuse me. My goodness, I had such a good time with Jay last week. I just disregarded Scoop altogether, and I apologize, my friend. We have Scoop is here. Scoop is also, a barrel of information, and he is going to enlighten us on what's been going on at the border that we haven't heard about in the past few days. Scoop?
Right. Well, apparently, according to CNN and MSNBC, nothing is happening at the border. But anybody, even Stevie Wonder, sees what's going on at the border. These people coming from Central and South America, mostly military-aged males, 18 to 34. And here's the funny thing about so-called military-aged males. If you look at the prison population, most of them are 18 to 34. So here they come up. They crash the southern border at Mexico, and they're heading on up, and the Mexican government says, all right, we'll give you asylum if things are so bad in your home country. They said, no, we're going to go to the United States. So whatever leftist organization, there's one organization like some group without borders, not Doctors Without Borders, but something else written in Spanish, and other leftist organizations doing the logistics, trucking them on up, and now they're at the U.S. southern border with Mexico. And Donald Trump, to his credit, says, you're not coming in. So they're trying to bum rush the border fence. And fortunately, they're not succeeding thanks to our law enforcement from U.S. Border Patrol, U.S. Customs and Immigration and Customs Enforcement, also local law enforcement, also our Department of Defense. They're not letting them in. And so what they're doing is they're throwing rocks at them. And these officers on the border, they're getting, rocks thrown at them, and they're coming towards them, and they're taking, for self-defense, self-preservation, they're discharging tear gas. Now, I've been a victim of tear gas, or I shouldn't say victim, but a guinea pig for tear gas. It's not fun. Whatever you're doing, if you get, for most people, if you get hit with tear gas, you're going to stop and seek medical assistance. But anyways, they're preventing these people coming to the border illegally. They're throwing rocks at these officers, and it's only a matter of time before somebody has to discharge a firearm for for these people to stop. And then whoever is the first, not victim, but the first person was hit by American forces at the border, and they'll be a martyr. And then that poor officer or poor GI that gets caught discharging his round for self-defense or defense of another person, he or she will, their career will be in jeopardy. And then there's a picture that the media has all over everywhere. I mean, this thing is more iconic than the raising the flag at Iwo Jima, Neil Armstrong landing on the moon, or JFK Jr. saluting the casket.
The lady with the 2 6-year-olds in diapers, yeah.
Yep.
That's wild.
Right. And it's staged because, I mean, the lady's wearing, first of all, he's wearing one of his daughter's shirts. And secondly, you got 2 6-year-old twins in diapers, and they're not carrying anything. There's no birth certificates, no passports, no credit cards, no currency, no diapers, no pants, no change of clothes. And then, for the lady who's, for her personal hygiene items, if you know what I mean, none of that. Mm-hmm. Just running. And of course, there's a photographer right there. And now we're supposed to feel sorry for these people. But, these are people we don't want to, coming in. And, people say, oh, you're xenophobic. Well, you're the grandson of immigrants. I'm a grandson of an immigrant. Sean Bergen, he's a son of an immigrant. Jim Lansing is a son of an immigrant. So, we're only second, third, maybe fourth generation removed from immigration. So we know, we know what it's like. Our folks came in here legally. They had to make sure, they're productive people in society. But these people coming in, and about one third of them have medical issues, including measles, mumps, rubella, chicken pox, probably STDs. And then mm-hmm. these people with these children, we always have to feel sorry for the children. We don't know whose children are they? Are they sex trafficking? Are they doing something they shouldn't have? Are they kidnappers? We don't right. know. And, you know, idiots like Alyssa Milano and all these other media, they want these people to give them a free ride. And then here's one thing you don't hear. You don't hear one state, one county, one city, one town, one village say, hey, we're willing to take these people in. You don't hear anything from the state of California. You don't hear anything from Marin County, California, L.A. County, California, the city of San Francisco. Nothing. So which mm-hmm. tells me that they don't want these people in the country. And you don't hear all these idiots like Milano and Katy Perry saying, hey, let's bring these people in. I'll put them in my gated mansion in L.A. or Orange County, California. So, I mean, it's a big lie. And then if they do have bring these refugees in, guess what? They're not gonna put a refugee center in Northwest D.C. They're not going to put one in Pacific Heights in San Francisco or Manhattan Island. So, you know, probably in some working class neighborhood of people who actually work for a living, you know, put these people mm-hmm. in these unemployable degenerates inside.
Right. And you know, there's a big difference from them, you know, like you said, bum rushing the border and seeking asylum. You know, seek asylum. You ask for permission to come into the United States, and these are the reasons why I'm seeking asylum in your country. Here, it's just, you know, a lot of different dialects of Spanish, and 90% of these people don't speak English. And the ones that do speak English are the ones like this lady in the picture. You know, they got to talk to American photographers to say, you know, we got to set this up, and they agree. But they don't speak English. The different dialects, and they're bum rushing the border. That's not asking for permission to come across the borders. It's not. And now the door is closed. The swinging door is closed, and the left don't like it. So what has taken precedence from the left is this the thing over in the Ukraine with the ships and Putin and stuff like that. So, you know, they go the media goes from one extreme to another. And, you know, it's hard to keep up. You know, you need a what's the old saying? Oh, you need a scorecard to keep up with all the players and what's going on in this game. You know, Mr. Trump, you know, he's not the most popular president, but. The man's got a job to do, and they're not letting him do it. And every time he, you know, farts upwind, he gets criticized. He farts downwind, he gets criticized. His wife puts in red Christmas trees in the white, and she gets criticized. You know, so, you know, it's a damned if you do, damned if you don't. So he's doing rather than not doing, you know, like Mr. Obama Mammy, you know, for 8 years didn't do a damn thing. Covered stuff up, and you know, it's just ridiculous. You go on and on and on with this, you know, this isn't 4 o'clock in the morning in some gin mill that you've been sitting in for 6 hours where you could solve all the world's problems, you know, because you had, you know, like 9-10 beers and a couple of shots in you. our show is a radio show that's given our listeners and our fans frontline opinions and critiques, and also if something was done wrong, we say it was done wrong, whether it was done by, you know, a law enforcement agent or just your average civilian. If we feel that, you know, it wasn't done morally, you know, with good moral intention, we say it. So, you know, I want to compliment my partner here, Scoop, for bringing all this up that hasn't been in the news the past few days.
Right. And that's another thing about the news. They tell you what they want you to hear and believe. And, you know, we've had Sean Bergen on a million times, and he told us things from the news desks that, you know, it's all BS. Even Fox News, they're I don't know where their head is, but take a guy like Sean Bergen. He went out on a limb and, you know, said what he said about the officer of Melvin Santiago back in 2014. And he was on the Megyn Kelly show and a couple other shows, but nobody offered him a job except the political cesspool. We said, Sean, we want to bring you on. And he graciously accepted. And we even told him, I said, Sean, you know, hopefully, you know, you get something bigger and better than you had with Cablevision. And if you do, by all means, you know, we will give you a huge send off. But that hasn't happened because guess what? They can't control Sean Bergen. Sean Bergen refused to be controlled anymore. And, you know, that's the way the media is. That's why nobody's buying newspapers anymore. And, oh, I saw a thing on the New York Times last night. It was a commercial. They're talking about Trump, and he evaded taxes and from his dad or whatever, trying to make it look at, like the New York Times is doing investigative reporting. But that's all fine and good. You know, if the Trump needs to pay, you know, back taxes, so what? But, all right, we're coming on our last break. Well, I got to drop my kid off. I may or may not join you at the start of the final segment. Take it away, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. This is 7-5 Radio, and we're going to break.
As you all know, Roe versus Wade has resulted in some of the most permissive abortion laws anywhere in the world. For example, in the United States, it's one of only 7 countries to allow elective late-term abortions, along with China, North Korea, and others. Right now, in a number of states, the laws allow a baby to be born from his or her mother's womb in the 9th month. It is wrong. It has to change. Americans are more and more pro-life. You see that all the time. In fact, only 12% of Americans support abortion on demand at any time. Under my administration, we will always defend the very first right in the Declaration of Independence, and that is the right to life.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
This is 7-5 Radio with Walter Yuku. I mean, Walter Yurkow. I mean, Walter Kiwi. Here's Walton Scoop.
All right, we were on our last segment. Scoop had to bail out and get his daughter home from the doctor. We hope she's feeling okay. I think all four of them went, his wife and his son and the daughter. But it was for the daughter, so hopefully she's feeling better. We're going to close the show out with a couple of things. First, I want to talk about California. The wildfires are all under control. Thousands and thousands and thousands of homes were burned out and lost forever. Regardless if, you know, if it was people you liked or rich people or poor people, it didn't matter. You know, their livelihoods were wiped out by these forest fires. Well, now, as predicted, the rains came in. Storms from the Pacific moved in over the thing. And now they're getting too much rain.
and people are being evacuated. They are flooding in California. There's mudslides, and there's a lot going on out there. And people are being evacuated. We have evacuations because of the nonstop rains flooding. So it's you know, you get hit with the left hand, and the following week you get hit with the right hand, and it's just unbelievable out there in California. Again, our first responders are doing a great job out there. We understand that it's tough. The constant rain, now it's flooding and mudslides, and they're evacuating because of flooding. You know, wow. Like I said, you get hit from the left hand, and then next week you get hit from the right hand. And, California is a big mess the past month with the fires. Oh, hey, you know, speaking of the California fires, did you hear this dumbass did some type of an explosion to reveal what his child's gender was going to be?
Oh, yeah, that was in Arizona.
And was it in Arizona? And he started to burn down, 80,000 acres? 80,000 acres? Caused millions. And the guy, he was fined $200,000, but there was millions and millions and millions of dollars of damage done. You know, you're driving behind people. Now, I live in the boonies. I live in the country, okay? And when we have our droughts in August, people are constantly flicking their freaking cigarettes out the damn window when they're driving by. You know, it's just so stupid the way some of these fires start. Some of them start by lightning. Some of them start because the idiots like this guy wants to reveal whether the smoke comes out blue or pink, if it's a boy or a girl. And it was like it was a millisecond that yards and yards and hundreds of yards of underbrush were on fire. What a moron. So, and he was, I think he was some type of a law enforcement agent.
I think he's either law enforcement or military.
Yeah. They're a dumbass, you know, and I saw it like twice, you know, during the week and then nothing. But the people out there in California are getting a double whammy. And I was going to bring up, go ahead.
Well, they got a triple whammy because first they get, you know, the half of California is burning down. Now the other half is flooding. Also, just the quality of life in California has been going down for 50 years. At one time, California was like the jewel of American societies. Like, look at California. They got jobs out there. I mean, the beautiful coastline, Southern California up to Northern California. Great standard of living. I mean, most people lived in Los Angeles at the time. LA used to be a middle class city. Fast forward, due to, you know, thank God for liberalism, California's just an absolute hellhole. You go to, you know, the section of Watts, it was predominantly black for 50, 60 years. That's all Mexican. I had a buddy lived in South Central Los Angeles, and not only was I the only white guy, I was the only guy that spoke English in the darn place. So of course I stuck out, and now like LA's got a terrible homeless problem. People are just camping out, you know, in the middle of the streets. San Francisco, you got people camping in the streets, shooting up heroin in the streets, and defecating in the streets. The cost of living is outrageous. People are moving out, but unfortunately, they're bringing liberalism with them. So, you know, Colorado's going blue. Oregon went blue. Washington went blue. Texas might go blue because everybody's moving to what's that town? Austin. Because you know what? They screwed up one state, so now let's screw up another state. Same thing over here in Virginia. You have so many people from the Northeast moving down. So now Virginia's blue. And to win a statewide election in the Commonwealth, you need to win Northern Virginia, which is Fairfax County with over a million people, Alexandria City, Arlington County, and Prince William County. And, you know, they swing the election state for statewide office. And, of course, everybody here is from, you know, somewhere else, and they all drive Subarus or foreign-made cars, you know, support that that American Union labor. And they keep voting left, and now, you know, Northern Virginia is going the way of New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut, which nobody wants.
Right.
Right. It's that bad cycle of you know, it's a great neighborhood, and then, you know, it gets a little old and people move out. The property values aren't as high as they used to be, and, you know, a lower class of people move in and they wear them out for 30, 40 years, and then even yet a lower class moves in. And that's where you come up with that term, you know, slumlords. It's just unbelievable, the cycle that occurs in our culture. You know, so many different levels of society that, you know, not everybody agrees with, but it's a fact of life. It's out there. I can't remember what it was, and I hate to talk about things I don't remember about. but there's, you know, there's white bread America out there that absolutely has no clue. They sit in Starbucks all freaking morning long, and they listen to CNN, and they think they know what's going on in the world. And then when the truth and reality comes out, they don't believe it, because that's not what Don, I'm not even going to say his last name. That's not what that guy on, that black guy on CNN who's in a homosexual relationship with a white guy. It's not what he said this morning. It's not what he said last week. You know, so they believe, you know, exactly what they want. They don't want to be touched by the reality of our country. Now, the reality of our country is it's Mr. Trump is fighting to keep our country, period.
You're absolutely right, because I mean, I see it down here in Washington D.C. You know, anything outside of 495, which is the Beltway, that's slaver country. And then you and I saw it back home. Anything above the George Washington Bridge is upstate New York, and anything past the Hudson River, that's the Midwest, because they want to be in their little cocoon. They got their little Starbucks. They got their little smartphone with the MSNBC app or whatever, and they listen to those idiots on TV because they don't have enough brain to you know, raise the BS flag. I mean, we raised the BS flag in Fox News. I mean, I think the best network to watch for news is One American News, but unfortunately, with, you know, it's a small outfit, so hopefully they get, you know, bigger and bigger, because they're very right of center, more right of center than Fox, because Fox, you know, they get people like Shepard Smith out there, who just, I don't know what his problem is. He's not right, but they get him, you know, still 3 o'clock in the afternoons for my past 10 plus years. So he's, and also they hire, you know, everybody that hires either a former Bush aide or former wonk from DC, or, you know, meanwhile, guys like Sean Bergen you know, they're showing the door, or guys like Charlie LaDuff, they put a leash on them. Charlie's book is called, you know, Pooh Show, so it's more family oriented. Your first chapter he wrote about Fox News, and it blew me away. I said, oh, this is the reason why Sean Berg is not on Fox, because he would have been perfect for Fox. But again, Sean refuses to be controlled. That's why he loves coming on the radio, because he gets to say whatever he wants. And 10 out of 10 times, he's right. So, enough. So that's why people even if we put out something that sounds a little fishy, you go, you know, do some research and call us out on it. Like, hey, man, you're dead wrong on this. You're dead wrong on that. And guess what? I'll just say, okay, you're right or you're wrong. Oh, one more thing. I'd like to put a shout out to the Andrew Wilkow program on the Wilkow Majority. A couple of days ago, I was in my car, and the lead in the bumper music was Super Not by Black Sabbath. The only other show that ever played that bumper music was Red 42. But I'd like to thank whoever picked the bumper music. Thanks for being a listener on Libby News Radio. Keep checking us out. Our bumper music is just getting better and better and better, even though they get older and older and older. But sure enough, I put that on Twitter, and the next day he put out Christmas music. But, you know, make no mistake, Wilkow does not like Christianity. He does not like Christians. He does not like Christmas. Mike Love from the Beach Boys a couple days ago was talking about a Christmas record or whatever. So at the end of the segment, he said, all right, Merry Christmas, everybody. And Wilkow was dead silent. Well, thanks, Wave, for coming to an end.
All right, you guys have a wonderful week. We think we had a great show, informative show today, so we want you to come back next week. We may have a guest next week, and we'll tweet about that.
Oh, yeah, we got big guests.
Have a great week, everybody. This is 7-5 Radio signing off today.
James Edwards for 7-5 Radio. For those who work the streets and the jails, thanks for keeping us safe. So long, everybody.